Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would we like to add to it at some point? Yes. But I'm not sitting here thinking we have a glaring hole, but I get the perception. Sometimes you have young guys on your roster that you believe in as well that can ascend, but they have to prove it too. Just like last year we were getting the question about linebacker. Terrell Bernard had to prove it. Even Tyrell Dodson in his form when he played for us had to go prove it because he'd mainly been, you know, a backup prior to that.
Bills GM Brandon Bean asked about the wide receiver position relating it to the linebackers. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Rain on the way today. Seeing Pat Hammer's updated maps. You know, if you got somewhere to be or walk, jog, take the dog out, try to do it before 8 a.m. if you're in Buffalo. About 8 o'clock is when rain comes in. Looks nice now, but a line of storms. Or showers, I should say.
So as long as we're good by tomorrow night, then I'm okay.
What's tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night is my first stadium concert.
Oh, that's right.
This stadium. Luke Combs.
That's right.
He's also tonight and tomorrow.
Yes, and the forecast for tonight's show, if you're going to the show tonight, rain. What are the chances it rains this evening? Doesn't look that bad. Looks like we're getting a line of showers in the afternoon, and that might be about it.
Yeah. I'll be interested to take a look at the stadium across the street, too, yeah. when I get there. I saw the video that they had. I actually drove past it a couple weeks ago, and you could see the lower bowl, like, being built out.
Starting to look like a stadium.
So it's starting to look like a stadium a little bit, yeah, rather than just a giant pit. Does that mean we're not going to call it the pit anymore?
It's a good question. We've been away from the pit for a couple of months, and that's led to a downtick in how often the pit has been referenced.
Right. Yeah. Might die off a little bit by the time we get back there.
What do we have to sacrifice to the pit for the Bills to just take a receiver in the first round? What do we have to sacrifice?
The big board.
The big board?
No, we need the big board.
We got the wide receiver big board.
Can't give up the big board.
You should take a picture of this and send it out sometime this morning. I got 12 names to put on this wide receiver big board.
12 names?
12.
Okay. We'll have to rank them.
Yeah.
What are the odds they would pick in the first round specifically a receiver that wasn't one of the 12 names that we have?
Okay, the only name that I see, again, like I just made this big board. I had a buddy make it for me. Professional-like, you know, looks real solid.
Oh, yeah.
The only name that I've seen go in the first round, and it's only happened since I've submitted the request for this big board, is Jalen Polk, who's I've seen in the first round twice this week.
Yeah.
And
But twice out of what? 1,000 mock drafts?
Well, I'd never seen him in the first round until this week, and all of a sudden Jalen Polk looks like a potential first round pick. Peter Schrager had him there, as people love him. And, you know, trade up scenarios for the Bills, there's plenty of them. I want to give you a new one that I want to get everybody ready for. The Rams at 19. So There's a pass rusher in this draft who the question is how far will he make it? Laiatu Latu, right? Like, is this guy going to make it to the Bills at 28? I don't think that's likely. The story on him is a medical issue. Lots of teams have, in fact, cleared him, and I don't expect him to make it to 28. I have seen him mocked as a defensive end to go to the Rams at like 19
mm-hmm.
many times. Now maybe he doesn't even make it that far. But there was a tweet yesterday from a private defensive line and edge coach, Coach Ed. He has coached 50 players. And former College of Colorado, I believe, or College of the Canyons football, whatever, defensive coordinator. He's like a defensive line guru.
Okay.
And whether that's tweeting about Khalil Mack back in the day, he wrote about Laiatu Latu. He's the only player I've ever worked with that I can comfortably say he will line up next year and produce double-digit sacks with ease.
Wow. Some says, high praise.
Says I've worked with 7 first-round edges in the past,
mm-hmm.
and this is the only one I think will comfortably say double-digit sacks year one, Laiatu Latu.
Yeah.
If you knew that, and the Bills moved up to 19 to get him, would you be happy? I mean, double-digit sacks is not something the Bills get under Sean McDermott. You have Lorenzo Alexander doing it in McDermott's first year, and then you have Vaughn.
He did it the year before.
Year before. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So it's only last year.
It's only last year when it was
Leonard Floyd.
Leonard Floyd got to. I thought he was 9.5. He got to 10.
I thought he got to 10. Let me double check that. Yeah, 10.5.
Okay, 10.5. Leonard Floyd got the double digits. Vaughn would have if he didn't tear up his knee.
Jordan Phillips came the next closest.
9.5.
He had 9.5.
Yep, from a defensive tackle spot. Could the Bills want a defensive end? The same way they've wanted a defensive end forever? Sure. If they trade up for a defensive end, I wonder how that'll be received. Because it's not to say people don't value the position or think the Bills could use help there. I mean, I would acknowledge that a defensive end would be a good idea. If they're not taking a first-round receiver and they decide to take Chop Robinson, like, okay, people seem to like him, and I think the Bills probably want to address defensive end. It's consistently what they do. It's almost franchise identity if they take a defensive end again.
Mm.
I wouldn't say I'd be mad. If they trade up for a defensive end and they give a future first, or, God forbid, they're second this year, so they're not picking in the second round. They go first round and then fourth.
I mean, nightmare fuel. Nightmare fuel. If you're going to do it, do it at 28. I mean, I do not like it, and I can't imagine getting behind it. But if you're going to do it, don't sacrifice, especially your second, man. And like your first might even be worse. But in the moment, imagine if they traded 60 along with 28 to go get a pass rusher, and you knew they're not picking again until round four.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, 4.
Oh,
be tough.
With the state at receiver, just how could you get behind that?
So the reason I bring that up about Laiatu Latu and the Rams, Peter Schrager in his mock draft said, I'll go on record with something of a guarantee here. If the Rams do not trade back, already in my ear, I'm like, interesting.
Yeah.
If the Rams do not trade back, you better believe Sean McVay's first ever first round selection.
Is that crazy? Yeah.
Will be an offensive player. McVay's first ever first round selection.
Yeah. You know when their last first round pick was?
Was it? It wasn't Aaron Donald.
Nope. No. How long? That was a lot longer. It was St. Louis, I think.
Was it 2017?
Earlier.
2016. The Rams have not had a first-round pick since 2016.
Yeah, eight years.
They've won a Super Bowl and been to multiple NFC championships, two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And been to NFC championship games, and they're pretty much just good as long as their quarterback's healthy.
Yeah. Jared Goff
was their last number one pick.
Jared Goff, and before that, Todd Gurley, who's been out of the league for 4 years now, 3 years now.
They trade their player. They trade their picks for proven players.
Yeah, every single year.
That's Jalen Ramsey, they've traded second-round picks for Von Miller back before the Bills got him. Yeah, they make trades. Well, are they going to trade back out of the first round? It's McVay's first-ever first-round selection. But how about that from Schrager? If they don't trade back, so that must indicate he believes they are good. A trade-back candidate.
Yeah.
Here are the Rams and Les Snead and Sean McVay, a trade-back candidate.
But an offensive player if they stay there? Because haven't we thought Latu was a very likely possibility for them if he's there?
I see him mocked to the Rams all the time.
Yeah. But if they go offensive, what are they... Are they going... They're not going... Could they go receiver?
Well, the reason
I have not thought of them for receiver, but...
The reason I saw this is Matt Harmon suggested the Rams and Xavier Worthy.
Okay. That speed with McVay sounds pretty nice.
Yeah. Part of all this about the Bills and receiver, and I'll admit to this, isn't a big part of this afraid of missing out? A lot of teams are going to add something and feel like, look at how much better our offense is about to get. We're about to really take a step because of whether it's Marvin Harrison Jr. or if it's Malik Nabers or even Xavier Worthy. If the Rams draft Xavier Worthy 19, that's the highest I've ever seen him in a mock.
Yeah.
But you would immediately think, well, wow, McVay just added another element of speed with Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. Look out. They're going to throw over the top of you occasionally. He's going to scheme him open. And here I am talking about how, you know, the Bills' depth receivers and nice players are going to lead it by committee. So I don't necessarily believe Bean when he says they're good to go, but I got to be open to it. They've underplayed the position till now, and it's very possible they do it again.
I just like defensive end. I think defensive end's a need. They have guys that can line up right now at defensive end and feel okay with. Like I'm there.
They've got 2.5.
Yeah. So I've got
maybe three. Right. I've got Rousseau, Epinesa, Casey Tuhill.
But let's say everyone's healthy day one of the season. Are they okay? I'm not saying are they good. Are they okay?
Yeah.
At defensive end.
It depends how healthy Vaughn is.
Yeah. But they'll line up Rousseau and Epinesa, and they'll mix Vaughn in maybe on third downs, or maybe he's ready for more. And then they have this Tuhill that can do run stuff. Like, for week one, right now, they're okay.
They're fine.
They're not great, but they're okay at defensive end. They're not okay at receiver. They don't have guys that should be trusted to line up. Because right now, if the first game of the season was tomorrow, Justin Shorter and maybe Mac Hollins are playing significant snaps on that football team. And that is you can't be there. That's not Rousseau and Epinesa. They don't rate that highly at the position. You've dug this hole, and that's fine if you're willing to fill it in, but you gotta fill it in. You can't leave it open, you're gonna fall into it. So just like the Pit. They gotta do it. And if they aren't going to do it in round one, you can't trade your second round pick to go do something else and forego your opportunity of drafting a day two receiver. And suddenly we're hoping and praying that the 25th receiver off the board in round four can be Puka. Oh, hey guys, Puka Nacua and Stephon Diggs did it. I can't end up there. Yep. I can't end up back at, well, guys, look at these fifth-round picks that have been star players in the league before, as we don't know the names of the 300 that weren't.
Yeah, it's not that different from you don't need to draft a first-round quarterback. Look at Tom Brady. It's not that far off from it. There are more, you know, fifth-round receivers. That's because there are more receiver jobs. 803-0550, one team that the Bills could trade way up with, I think we should maybe count out. Again, it's smokescreen season, but we've got one head coach saying something that I think rules them out of a trade out of the top 10. I'll tell you who that is and why that team has it right on their potential to move out. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.